Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. I thought I'd say something about practicing with sleepiness, drowsiness, doziness, or dullness in the practice. It's a kind of the opposite of restlessness, sluggishness. Buddha recommends a number of different ways of dealing with this, a lot of which are just common sense. So he recommends putting forth a little effort to try to get a bit of energy going, splashing water in the face and pulling on your ears and this kind of thing, just to kind of wake yourself up. So just kind of obvious things, or applying the mind to something, like chanting, doing a bit of chanting, or trying to bring bits of the teachings to mind. These kinds of things, very common sense. There's a kind of laziness in the mind, then we need to try to apply the mind to wake ourselves up. And it's another one, this is another quality that the mind can be tricky around, that we can assume that we're tired and that we need to rest, and then we get even more dopey. So we can get it wrong sometimes, like that. Or actually, we've just gone dozy and need to put in a little effort. So it's always worth trying a little gentle effort before resorting to rest. So the mind starts getting sluggish and dozy. Just try to apply a little effort rather than just going straight, just accepting, okay, well, let's take a rest. There's two words for tired. There's mui and nui. And nui is what we would understand by tired. I don't use that very much. It's a bit off. You know, people don't like to admit that they're tired. No, I'm all right. They won't like to admit it. Mui is different. Mui is the state that you, if you go on a long drive, say, and you keep dozing off and, you know, bumping around in the car, and you get out of the car and you're really, really dozy and kind of out of it. That's called mui. So we can confuse these two states one from another. Interestingly, we don't really have a word for this second one. And we have to watch this also, that this kind of doziness doesn't turn into a kind of chronic state, otherwise we start feeling a bit low. So if this happens, we need to make a kind of active effort to keep waking ourselves up, particularly first thing in the morning. If we're feeling a bit dull and low through the day, then we maybe need to make more of a determination to get up a little bit earlier and take a shower, take a cold shower even. Turn the hot shower to cold for a few seconds at the end, just to make sure that we've really woken up. This is a good skill for a practitioner, generally speaking, to try to walk into the day, face the day wide awake. So I was never very good at this. It was difficult to get up in the morning. So I just feel like I was just still trying to wake up at 11 o'clock in the morning. So I'm drinking tea and so on to try and get going. The quicker you get into trying to get into waking up, the easier it is. The longer you leave it, the more difficult it is. the stimulants, caffeine, it does not really work. You just get a hit and then down you go. Or sugar, that doesn't work really either. We can resort to these things and then we end up in more dull state later on. So often this sort of effort is required, but also an amount of acceptance. This is a surprising one. So I remember going through a phase of this kind of states of mind where I was living in a very quiet monastery in Australia, where I went through a phase where I didn't need to get up in the morning, and I was a bit lazy, and then found deciding it more and more difficult to really wake up the way I was awake before. I couldn't get the mind bright. I seemed to get in a dullness, seemed to go on and on through the morning. In my morning I was sitting with this and thinking, oh gosh, you know, I've had the cold shower, I've done the headstand, I've done all these things that normally work, and here I am and I'm still dull. I just, for a moment, just, oh well, I accepted this dullness. And there was something about it that lifted. It's like I was adding something to it. Yeah. So it wasn't that the dullness then wasn't so significant. I realised that what I was adding to that dullness by being fed up with it was more of a problem than the dullness. I was making it worse with my own effort, with my own impatience with it. So the effort was all right, you know, the cold chair and the headstand and all that, wasn't no harm in all that. But later I thought, maybe I don't have to do all these. I'd have to go and take a cold shower and do a headstand. But that didn't work either. So, Lumpur Samedo, actually, I got that trick from Lumpur Samedo, the cold shower and the headstand. He said he found himself getting rather depressed when he first moved to Hampstead. After being in the forests of Thailand, it was all so busy and difficult. When he first got up in the morning, he used to feel a bit low, so he fought it with cold showers and headstands, yoga. So it's something we have to fight. Yeah. Again, with group energy can be very helpful. We're having a bit of a low energy patch, then the group can keep us going. Often we recognise that our low energy patches alternate with us rushing around, so we have busy lives, we tend to have a bit of a dash and crash pattern, just running around and then crashing out. So the other way to not go down is not to go up too high, not to rush around. So just restrain ourselves a bit from rushing around, then just save our energy, keep a bit in reserve. Just keep hold a little bit back. Sometimes a bit of inspiration is needed. So I've always been amazed over the years how much inspiration is needed, full stop, actually. Inspiration is quite a transitory quality. We think we do need it to keep going. I've needed to keep looking for it. Keep finding ways to keep my inspiration going. I keep a picture of the teacher around, keep Dhamma books around that I like, or tapes in the car, or just keep going at it. Don't let it flag. We don't want to get too carried away with it either, but we don't want to let it flag. Making an effort to find something that inspires us or helps us along. So again, my group is so important. we can think that we can do this on our own, but actually it's quite difficult, very difficult thing to do on our own. So the people go off on their own, the people get into practice and they have this idea of, oh, if I could get off on my own. And actually it's very often sloth and torpor, doziness that gets them. You know, it's very difficult to keep your energy and brightness of mind going in a lack of stimulation, lack of responding to things. It's responding to other things that often keeps us going. Or routine and the demands of a group. It can be, if it's in a good group, it can be like we could be like a flock of geese, where they fly in formation, and then the one at the front is doing more of the work, the others are in the slipstream, and then that one gets tired and he falls back, and then another one takes up the front, and they relay like that. Spiritual practice can be like that. While we're strong, we can lead the group, and others can follow. And then when we need a break, and somebody else is strong, then they can come to the front and take the lead. You know, keep ourselves going like that. And keep ourselves going past the point that we thought we could get to. Past these tricks of the mind. Or often sloth and torpor can actually be like a kind of smoke screen, or could be just covering over something else, or a manifestation of something else. So for some people, when they get angry, you know, they get angry or for a short spell, or anger or ill will. Not so much anger, more ill will. Anger turns to ill will, then it also very quickly turn into dullness, or feel low afterwards. And then it's just a kind of smoke screen. You end up feeling dull rather than feeling something more difficult. Kind of dull out of our difficult stuff. Or we can deliberately, you know, if we've got difficult things going on, we can just, just lie down, just keep sleep out, crash out of it. That's a very unskillful thing to do. You always try and keep going until the stuff starts to abate. It's the same as if someone told me, you know, like a married couple, so if you're arguing with each other, then, you know, don't go to bed until you've made it up with each other. Well, of course, that might have another motive, and it would make it up for each other before you go to bed, but before you go to sleep, and go make it up with each other. Otherwise it'll end up kind of buried in there. You know, you wake up in the morning and then it'll come back at you. So there's a few words of guidance there on practicing with sleepiness or dullness.